President Mahama yesterday received a delegation from the Global Leadership Training Institute in the United States of America at Flagstaff House in Accra. The team, led by Reverend Greg Johnson, is in the country with a medical team to offer outreach programs to the poor and needy. The Institute is doing this in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, Cedar Mountain Chapel, Assemblies of God Ghana, and Meaningful Life International, an NGO. Reverend Johnson encouraged President Mahama to remain focused and steadfast even in the face of challenges. A report by Pascaline Adadifo.
The Global Leadership Training Institute has had a stint with Ghana since 2002. Its activities span across educating on good leadership and governance skills and offering humanitarian services. This time, the Institute is working closely with the Minister of Health, Cedar Mountain Chapel, Assemblies of God, East Legon, and Meaningful Life International, an NGO, to offer health services to deprived persons. With its 34-member medical team, the Institute has offered free medical care to more than 4,000 people in Accra and some communities. Residents of Aminase Bokiti in the Eastern Region have been provided with a borehole worth $10,000. 15 households in the same town were provided with cash donations to start small-scale businesses. The founder of the Global Leadership Training Institute, Reverend Greg Johnson, congratulated President Mahama on his ascension to the highest office of the land. He told President Mahama that even in the midst of challenges like energy stock exchange and a Supreme Court petition hearing, he must believe that God has planted his feet firmly to face the storm.
When God's people were facing challenges, that the Lord always raised up his choice leaders, his servants. And so God placed her there for such a time as this. And Your Excellency, I believe, and our team believes, that God has established you for such a time as this. And though it may appear that opposition rises, and that happens with all leaders, and as it did with Esther, I want to assure you that you also have your Mordecais around you. And that as opposing voices may rise up, God is faithful, and he raises up Mordecais.
President Mahama acknowledged that as a developing country, Ghana still has few hurdles to cross. He said he remains focused to solve them with time.
I want to welcome you and to express government's appreciation for the effort that you continue to make to reach out to the Ghanaian people. Ghana is a developing country, just above half a century old, and I believe that we can say that it is a young country and still faced with many challenges. I think that the mark that shows us as a determined people is that we're able to face those challenges and overcome them and build a better life for our people, which is what leadership is all about.
The Global Leadership Training Institute in 2011 conferred on President Mahama the Global Leadership for Excellence Award. Reverend Greg Johnson hints of another award next year for President Mahama's show of integrity in leadership.
That was Pascaline Adadivo's report.